Yes, it's recording.
Now I was going to say, do you want to go first? But do you want to stop and let's start recording now?
No, let's just keep going.
But who's going to edit it? Can you edit it out?
Yeah, we can always crop stuff out.
Hi, everyone. My name's Pri. Why do you look at me like that? You actually have to start again.
Clearly, this is our first podcast.
Why did you look at me?
Because you're just like, it's like you're doing like a fucking
Imagine our podcast is like 45 minutes of us laughing. ASMR, the laughing type.
Okay, no, seriously, this is the first time we're actually doing
a podcast
episode. Yes, we've been talking about this for a very long time.
A very long time.
2 weeks.
This is why we don't have friends.
No, we've been talking about this for a while,
and we thought, why not take the plunge and talk?
Can
about-
you stop making noise in the background? You know the microphone picks up everything.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to move.
No, we've been talking about this for a while, and we've been wanting to do this because we're bored as hell.
We're 24-year-old, married, unmarried.
You're not 24.
I'm 27.
Are you serious? Are you high?
No, but I should be for this podcast. Why didn't we think about that?
Okay, so let's quickly tell you a bit about ourselves. My name is Neha. I'm 27.
My name is Priyanka. I'm 27 as well.
We've known each other for more than 15 years.
Yep.
We went to high school together. We've gone through uni together.
We have gone through hell and back together.
We've also gone through boyfriends and I was going to say husbands, but only one.
No, I have not been married, so that doesn't apply to me anymore.
Well, the point is we know pretty much everything and anything about each other. And we feel like we have great banter.
Oh, absolutely. All we do is laugh. I mean, others might not find us funny, but we are funny.
I feel like that's going to fuck up your audio because of the way you're sitting. Because you were sitting underneath it, now you're sitting on top.
I feel like we should stop it and then we should listen to what we sound like.
No, it's fine. Let's just keep going. We'll just crop the whole shit out.
All right. Well, yeah, so we're 27, both from Sydney, Australia.
You're the one that said don't tell people anything.
Oh, shit. No, we just said
crop that out.
This is like 2 hours of just brought them cropping our videos.
This is why I told you I wanted to fucking plan it properly. And you're like, no, let's wing it. We have great flow. Let's just go with the flow. This is our flow.
Should we write shit down now?
Okay, so the first topic that we wanted to talk about, I actually wanted to talk about this. Priyanka was, or Pri, I'll say, was, you weren't really into this topic. You were trying to avoid it.
I reckon
this is a great topic. It's cheating while you're in a relationship. What goes through your mind when you go through or when you cheat on your partner? What goes through your mind when you are cheated on, and why do people do it? So
I feel like
you are such a fake person right now. Be yourself.
All right, Mike. Let's have a VB and a schooner. Okay, long story short. So let's do this long story short. One morning I was sleeping and I got a call from Aiden's best friend. This is after 2 years of dating. And
so
says
you were dating Aiden for 2 years?
2 years, yeah. 2 years. Sweet. So I get a call from his best friend. And mind you, my best friend was dating him at the time.
Yeah.
He said, hey, you know, I just want to tell you something. And I thought, what's he going to tell me? Like, what the hell? Anyways, he's like, Aiden's cheating on you. He has been. I was like, what? Aiden can't be cheating on me. He goes, no, he's been cheating on you. She's 26. She has a kid. Her name is Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
She works at the Red Room. Let's just say that's where she works.
Okay.
Now, imagine that's the first thing you wake up to. Your boyfriend's actually at the gym. You have no idea if he's actually at the gym or if he's in her bed where he's meant to be in my bed. So anyways, he comes home after the gym. He's yeah. making both of us breakfast. And at that point, I really didn't want to have breakfast. I
But you still opted for, like, bacon and eggs.
Actually, I opted for pancakes. But in that moment, I was also eating an apple. Lo and behold, he puts my pancakes in front of me, his food in front of him. And he's, you know, going at it, just coming back from the gym. It was like a hungry dog eating. It was disgusting. And I asked him, I said, hey, you know, all these times that you've had your phone off, where have you been?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you know, nowhere, just sleeping. So, oh, my phone shit. Died or something happened. I was like, okay. So I took my apple.
You had an apple?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was eating an apple. I only took a bite out of it because I was going to hit him with it.
Yeah.
And I pegged it at his head and it just hit him like square. It was like his head had a target on it. And at that very point in time, he goes, oi, what's that for? And I said, guess what? I know you're cheating on me.
Oh, how crazy is that?
Oh, it gets worse. As I said that, my phone rang and it was Jessica. Because what I did was, before he came home, I decided to call where she worked and left my number.
Oh my God. So, okay, let me just get this straight. You find out your boyfriend of 2 years is cheating on you mm-hmm. with a lady called Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
You then call her workplace mm-hmm. and ask to speak to her.
That's right.
She's not there. Mm-hmm. Then she calls you back whilst you're in the heated argument with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, then what?
So I decided to be like, hi, Jessica, my name is Pri. I just have to ask you a question. Have you been sleeping with Aiden? And she said, yeah, I have. He's my boyfriend.
Oh, so she just admitted it on the phone.
Yeah, she admitted
it. Wait, she said he's her boyfriend.
Yeah. So I look like an absolute idiot because, first of all, excuse me.
He's my boyfriend.
Who do you think you are? And second of all, no. So he snatches the phone. At this point, I've run to his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
He's closed his door, locked it. He's about to snatch the phone. He snatches my phone and he got so pissed off, he goes to punch me. But instead of punching me, he punches the side of his wall.
Oh my God. So he tried to attack you.
Yeah. Because he didn't want me speaking to her. He had my phone. He turned it off. He literally said, you're not leaving this bedroom.
Then how'd you get out of there?
Oh, he opened it after a little while because he was stuck in there with me. I think he forgot.
Wow.
And all this while, it was like, how, you know, like, that's not even the worst part. Me and Aiden didn't break up for 3 to 6 months after that.
So, wait. You find out he's cheated. How long did he cheat on you for? How long was he cheating for?
Oh, Jesus. 6 months.
He was cheating on you for 6 months.
Yeah.
And you didn't instantly just break up with him.
No.
You stayed with him for another six months.
Yes.
Why?
So he said he's going to stop seeing her, whatever else. And I believed him. I blindly believed him.
Oh,
So it was my birthday after three.
Like,
we all decided to stay in a hotel. Me, Aiden,
and all of
my best friend. Whatever. Yeah. It was like a massive group. I remember you were there too. And I'm pretty sure you were.
Oh, okay.
And in the middle of the night, I remember he just disappeared. Disappeared.
What?
Yeah, I woke up, I turned around because I really wanted to cuddle because, you know, I'm very needy. And he wasn't there. And I was like, what the hell?
Do not tell me he was with the other.
Well, I don't know. He said he went to get Macca's. He came back with no Macca's and I was still hungry. So.
Oh, my God. And then did you end it there?
No, I believed him blindly. About 2 months after my birthday, we decided to. I actually caught him out again because she kept texting him. She kept seeing my stuff. She kept liking it mm-hmm. on Instagram.
So she was stalking you.
Yep. She stalked me. But she thought she was, you know, top dog by the end of it. She thought that she was still his, you know, girlfriend, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing the both of us, mind you. He didn't want to leave me. He didn't want to leave her.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Albion's. It was a big group. You know, my friends, his friends. That night we had a massive argument because he just was being an absolute dick and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, so I said to him, hey, can you get me a drink?
Mm-hmm.
This guy disappears for half an hour.
Did you go to Macca's again?
No. In fact, one of his boys who was very muscly had to hold me back and say, and he was like, oh, don't do this to yourself. Okay. I said, but I'm going to go find my boyfriend. He goes, he's not here. Yeah. So I'm like, where the hell is he? And he's like, I don't know. I had a feeling he was in the car park. At this point, I'm blowing up his phone.
Yeah.
So he's in the car park with this girl in her Supra with Jessica. Oh, I said to him, get the hell out of that car before I drag you by your throat. I said, get out. And I called him and I said that and he freaked out. He got out. He walked with me back to Albion's. I looked at him and I said, I can't believe you did that. He goes, I'm confused. And I was like, what do you mean you're confused? Anyways, so when we go back inside, he's sitting at this table. Mm-hmm. He's bought me my drink. You know, all his friends are there. I got up and kissed the guy who was staring at me, and I kissed him right in front of my ex-boyfriend.
So you went and kissed another guy?
Right in front of him.
And then that was the end of it?
No, it still wasn't.
I really hope it was. This story is boring.
No, but it ended probably a week after where I said I don't want to be with him and I had to see him cry.
Oh, that's when you know it's over.
That's when you know it's over.
I hate explaining it this way. It's so shit.
It's literally, let me explain it. Literally,
it's so hard to like explain it and not, okay. Let me explain it one last time. If it doesn't work, I'm not going to talk about this. So, long story short, Pri was dating a guy called Alex. They broke up. How long were you guys dating when the first time you guys broke up? I want to say like 6 months.
6 months, yeah.
They were dating for 6 months. They broke up. He then started dating one of our best friends. And then for a whole year, Pri and him were cheating behind her back for a whole year. And not meaning one of my like cheating to the point where like he would see her before seeing... He would see her, you know, they would do their thing and whatnot. He would then drop Pri home and then he'd come and see this other girl that he was dating and do his thing and then drop her home. It was for a year or something. It was over a year,
I think. It was about 2 years.
And it was kind of like continuing. He had two girlfriends.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the interesting part was with us girls, the friends, the way we found out was... It was just kind of obvious to us, I guess, because, like, I still kept in contact with you back then.
Yeah.
And I could just tell, like, you could tell something was up. And I remember one of my other really close friends, we decided to call Pri one day. We did, back in those days, like, you would do four ways, five, like, on the phone. You would just do, like, heaps of conference calling. So we called Pri first. I don't know if I ever told you this. Have I told you this?
No.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever told you this. This is so funny. So what we did was we called you first.
Mm-hmm.
My friend called you first.
Mm-hmm.
And you picked up. And at the same time, I was calling that guy. Mm-hmm. He picked up. And then we merged your calls. And we put ourselves on mute. And then you were like, hello. And then he said something and you knew it was him. And you were like, yeah, babe. And then he said something to you. And then as soon as that happened, me and my friend, we were like, oh, they're cheating. Because you don't just call anyone babe, especially your ex-boyfriend that supposedly fucking broke up with you. You don't just call him babe. We hung up and then me and her were just like, oh my God, we've just solved like the biggest mystery of our lives. And the next day...
Because you guys had nothing better to do than to...
No, because at that point, we kind of knew something was up. And our friend from our best friend that was dating him at that time, she didn't want to believe us. She didn't give a shit about what we were saying. And she was like, no, he's perfect, blah, blah.
Well, you told her to.
We would hint to her that he's fucking around and she wouldn't believe us. And then, I don't know, like a few weeks or maybe a month or two later, I remember going to like second period and like my close friend, she ran up to me and she was like, oh my God. She found out. She knows. And we were like, what? And back then, when you're in high school, things like that are like, it's like the biggest thing
ever. It's like the biggest scandal to hit.
It's the biggest scandal. And then, and on top of that, like, on top of that, you're like, fuck, I was right. And then when we saw her at lunch, I remember seeing her at lunch. She was like, it's over. It's done. I'm done with him. It's over. And then we were like, oh, good, because, you know, you deserve better. He cheated on you, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, mind you, they didn't care about how I felt at all in this situation.
We didn't care much about Pri in that situation because, you know, she was going behind our friend's back and cheating on cheating, like, with this guy that was supposed to be dating our best friend or our friend. So then, anyway, so she was like, I'm done with him, blah, blah. The next day, literally, they're back together. And I still remember, like, questioning why she got back with him. And I get it. When you're in high school, you, like, you know, shit like that doesn't matter. You just
can we just it, can right? we just stop and tell you that they're not together right now?
Oh, yeah, they broke up now. But I remember asking her, I don't know if I've actually told you this. I remember asking her once in class. I was like, hey, are you with him still to just to get back at Pri because you don't want him, you don't want her to have him? And she said, yeah.
Yeah, so you don't, like, stay in a relationship you're unhappy.
So I was like, why? In. So I was like, you're in this relationship still after this guy has cheated on you for over a year. And you're only in it because you want to get back at the other girl.
Like, I just that situation that so was stupid in up. Itself because that nobody in their right mind should have to go through that. Or nobody in their right mind should even put up with a guy like that. A guy that does that, I mean, I'm not saying I'm in the wrong.
Yeah, it's not just guys.
It's girls. I'm not saying I'm in the wrong. But at that point, you know, I loved him. Like, I was so infatuated with him. I, like, you know, he was the
beel. You only did it as well because you wanted to get back at her.
Probably.
Yeah. Please don't lie on the podcast.
I'm not lying on the podcast. But I'm just saying at the end of the day, it was what it was, you know. And
I think also, like, I'm not going to go too much into, like, my experience.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have been, because I've only had one other relationship besides,
like, actually, I'd love to hear about that. We're going to talk about how and what happened in that very shortly.
Oh, no, well, my relationship was, like, stupid. Like, I've only ever had one.
And how did you feel when he cheated on you? That's, since you want to get down to the nitty gritty with me, let's all get let down to the nitty gritty with you. Just to let you know, I'm in a very stable relationship, you know, so, you know, we're older and this one's married, so just be mindful of that.
I've only ever been in one other relationship besides Bratham, who's now my husband. So, but it's, I don't take relationships that are in high school that seriously.
Yeah.
Unless you've, like, obviously unless you've lasted to the point where you're still together now and, like, you're either married or you're, like, still, you know, serious and whatnot, good for you guys. But when you're in a relationship when you're, like, 17 and you break up a year later, like, it's just like your kids. You know what I mean?
That all comes back to the unrealisticness of what we thought love was at that age. We thought love was this fairy tale romance. Your prince charming. Your prince charming is gonna get you a VB, and you know you're gonna and you're gonna drive off into the future.
Have you ever had VB?
Yeah, it tastes like crap.
No, okay, I've never even had it.
Oh, don't ever have it, man. It tastes like crap. So, you know, you're looking for this prince charming who's gonna charm you and charm your family.
How many times are you gonna say charm in the same sentence?
Charming. You know, that's what unrealistic love is, and that is what most people in high school have. I see all these videos of girls being asked out to prom, and all I can think of is,
it's all fake.
Wow, your boyfriend's cheating on you.
You're a douche. No, that is not always the case.
That's not always the case, but that's 98.9% of the time. The 1.1 other percent is, you know, they're nerds and you can date them. But
I think the only thing that, if, like, with me personally, when I was in that situation where I had been, like, fucked over.
Stuffed over.
Yeah, stuffed over. I think it was just, like, initially, like, you just think that, oh, crap, no one else is really going to like me or no one else is going to be into me. And
it's that fear of loneliness.
Yeah, when you're in your first relationship, you just think, oh, this is, like the start and the end of it, everything. Like, this is it. This is who I'm going to marry. This is who I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. And then if they fuck you over, you kind of tend to forgive them very, very easily.
Yeah.
Because you just think, you know, it's okay, I'm supposed to be with this person anyway.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, so in my situation, I think with me, I was just concerned that... I was concerned. I'm like, oh, well, this is it. Like, no one else is going to like me. No one else is going to want to be with me. And obviously, I was wrong.
Look at how she's married now.
But that year, I think it was 2011 for me. That was probably one of the best years of my life. And I know if Krupa is listening to this, she will totally agree with me because it's probably the best year of her life as well because her best friend became single that year. It was the best year of our lives. We did so much together. And it just, like, I think you just have to realize that if you do get fucked over, you know, that's not the end of it. You're going to meet someone else. You're going to meet someone better.
He's so much better.
Yeah, you're going to meet someone better. Okay, and we're back.
Men don't check out. They will sleep with and be with whoever they want because they can. It doesn't matter whether the girl weighs 300 kilos or 10 kilos. Men will be men. Men will sleep with whoever they want. Okay. Women will do it for emotional reasons. Men just do it because they have an opportunity.
Right.
It's true. What man would leave, let's say, for example, if a man is happy, but he's, you know, let's say he's in his 40s and he gets a 26-year-old, tall, big ass, big boobs, you know, perfect female, but yet he's got a life, he's got kids, he'll sleep with the girl. But that's it. And ends
I don't
there.
Know. I don't agree with that. I feel like I don't think you can just say guys do that. Girls do that too. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. I don't think that you can just blame the guy and just say that guys are the only ones that fuck around. Women do too. No,
women do, but that's
what they both do in the same way. You can't just say, oh, a man has a different way of cheating and a woman, that's bullshit.
Because
I can think of so many instances right now where you have probably hooked up with guys that you find so unattractive and yet you've still done it. And it's bullshit if you're going to sit here and say, it's for emotion. It's not. It's just
probably because my boyfriend was not giving me what I wanted.
Exactly. Yeah, no, but it's not because of emotion. It's because you... No, these are people that you weren't in a relationship when you were hooking up with these people. These are people, and I can't name names. Like, I would love if I knew how to freaking, like, mute this and I could just tell you who I'm talking about. You were not in a relationship then, yet you still went there. Why? Yeah, yeah. Why? For nothing. Like, you were just nothing. In it. I was like,
yuck. Like, I can't imagine.
You just wanted to have sex, or you just wanted to hook up. You just wanted that. You didn't want the emotion stuff, like, emotion. Who? I think we're talking about two different guys.
You're probably... No, I'm... And...
And he came back recently?
Yes. Yes. Not recently, like...
Like a while ago, whatever.
And then we had to block him. Reminded
anyway, that's the point. The point is that you saying, oh, men have a different way of cheating. Men just go... You know, men just cheat because of the physical attraction or the sexual... That's bullshit. You've done the same thing. You're a woman and you've done the same thing. So I completely disagree with that.
But I'm not denying that I've, you know, hooked up with people, but I'm saying that... When I have cheated in the past, I checked out of that relationship.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you where you're saying that you mentally, physically, maybe and emotionally, you've kind of like already broken up.
Yeah,
when
you're like cheating. And I can tell you of an instance where I know for a fact I had to use a guy to get over someone else.
Yeah, and it was, you know, like a rebound.
Yeah, it was a rebound, but you know I shouldn't have done it because it caused my ex-boyfriend to feel hatred towards me when he shouldn't have to, but I also should have kept my mouth shut. But anyways, that was me still mentally checking out of that relationship where it should have ended ages ago. So all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, men and women both cheat. They both do it for particular reasons, but I think for women it's more emotional than it is mental.
I don't know, physical. I think it's both ways for everyone.
I genuinely believe that at the end of the day, when a female does cheat, and I mean, look, we're allowed to have different opinions.
I also think that it's not even just the cheating part. Like, sometimes you can just try to make your partner feel, like, insecure. And, like, you're not cheating, but you're just trying to get them insecure. And, like, you know, you could be one to admit that you've done that before as well.
Oh, yeah, I have. I've done it all the time. But it was because my partner was an absolute douchebag.
Yeah, but don't not you
my
feel
partner
like,
now, but my
don't ex. You feel like that just brings out more insecurities in the relationship later on?
Yeah, but you know what? I've realized that at the end of the day, a relationship shouldn't have to go through those lengths to make sure that your husband or your boyfriend or you know, whoever he is to you realizes what he's worth. And yeah, it does. It brings up so many insecurities.
Yeah, a lot.
Let me tell you a story.
Can I ask you a question? Do you feel like you will what's that saying? What's that phrase? Do you feel like you'll lose him how you got him? Do you feel like, do you believe in that?
Yeah, I do. Because when I got Aiden, I lost him exactly how I got him.
So if you are the person that, he's cheated on his partner with you, you will lose him the same way.
Yeah. Because men who cheat like that, men who decide to cheat on their partners, men who do it actively,
Wow, you hate men.
No, I don't. I love men. I don't hate men at all. I'm just saying I have been cheated on. But again, that was by Aiden. That was years ago. And mm-hmm. I do believe that he was and is still a serial cheater. And for some odd reason, I was always the carpet that he used. And that happened years and years into it. You know, that this Aiden thing didn't stop when I was 18. It continues. It's a vicious cycle. I don't hate men.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that at the time that when they do cheat, the way that you get him is the way you lose him.
Do you also, I feel like, and I've seen this happen to people that I may know or have seen, but if you have got, if your partner's cheated on you and you've taken them back, you then have that control over them for the rest of the relationship.
Yeah, you do.
You then have that, like, you can always bring it up.
Yeah, you can. And it's disgusting because every fight leads to the same thing. You cheated, so I can do this. You cheated. But what's the point of staying if you're so insecure? Leave.
Yeah, it's all an insecurity. If you stay with the person that has cheated on you or vice versa, you've cheated and you've stuck around with the person you cheated on, it's only because, and this is my opinion, only because you're extremely insecure. And I have been there where you think that, this is the person that I have to end up with. This is the only person made for me. Or, you know, I'm never going to find anyone else. No one else will ever fall in love with me, etc. That's why you stick around. Because you're insecure as fuck.
Yeah, and that's not a lie. And for years, all I could think about was, you know, with Aiden, all I could think about was, wow, I spent so much time investing in this relationship. Is it worth letting it go? And I know that I'm never going to find anyone like him. And then my insecurities played up. Am I not pretty enough? Am I not sensible enough? Am I not old enough? Am I not, you know, do I not have a nice butt or everything? I know it's funny and everything, but it brings up things that you never want to question about yourself. Like your body, it honestly, when you get cheated on or when you cheat with someone, you don't just break them emotionally, but I feel like you push them physically because you technically are saying, okay, I cheated on you, but it was with this person. And you look at that person, you think,
oh, I don't look like that person.
Yeah.
Oh, do I have to look like that person?
And, you know, let me tell you, this girl that he cheated on me with was significantly older, maybe even by... It was significantly, and you know, she had a child at the time, and it was like I was younger. I was in university.
Was she more mature than you? Is that what he wanted?
You know, is that what he's looking for? You know, do I not look good in shorts? It was really my body image that got, you know, that came into question. I was so insecure, and for years I saw pictures of them and, you know, stuff like him introducing her to the family and stuff like that. And I was like, you were with me for so long.
Yeah.
And now your mum's putting up pictures of this bitch.
Oh, wow. That must have rubbed it in your face a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I just realized that at the end of the day, if someone cheats on you, it's not on you. It's an insecurity they have themselves. They are not good enough. And that's true because if someone cheats on you, it's their insecurity because anyone who is happy, any person in this world that was not happy, they would have not done what they did.
Yeah, I definitely think if you are going to cheat, leave before you cheat because it's just a waste of time on both ends. I mean, you're not gonna stay with the person that you're cheating on with, like, unless they beg you to stay with them. But if you want to cheat, just fuck off and, like, dump the person before you cheat.
And you know what?
You'll look like less of a dickhead.
Yeah, you really would. And you don't break their outlook on love or the way they feel. Don't break a person. Just leave. Leave and be happy and be single and sleep around and do whatever you want. And
so do you take back, like, do you now think that you cheated and you should have just let the person go before you did that?
100%. I shouldn't have been selfish. I should have just, but then again, I am a selfish person. That's who I am as a person. I'm not selfish anymore.
So selfish.
Huh?
I was just like, you are so selfish.
I am. I am selfish. And I wanted what I wanted. And and if I could honestly go back, and I've said this to Aiden, and I've said it, and I will always say it and mean it. If I could go back to the night I met him,
mm-hmm.
I would not go out, because he was one of the worst investments I made in my life.
But I guess you lose him how you got him.
I lose him every time I get him, so.
Yes.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, people cheat. People just leave. Honestly, leave. You know, there's so many better people out there. And girls, if you're really stuck on a guy and he's cheated on you 50 times, yes.
Or guys, if you're really stuck on a girl.
Yeah, or a girl. You know, it doesn't matter who it is. If you're stuck on your partner, but they've cheated on you so many times and they've done everything to you, then leave.
So I think I'm done with talking about this because it's giving me a headache. I thought this topic would be like, I thought it'd be more juicy, but I don't know if this is juicy enough for people. I don't know if they're going to care about this.
They're going to probably think I'm a slut.
I think people already think that. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know if this topic will be interesting for anyone. I think for us, we've already heard these stories. We've already heard these, like, you know, all of these opinions from each other, like, for years. So I don't know if it's going to be interesting for anyone else listening. But a few of the other topics that we will eventually get into if we continue doing this podcast thing is we want to talk about, like, marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about, I guess, if you're not married and if you feel a pressure to get married at this age. We want to talk about starting up your own business, because we know a few people that have started up their own business.
Yeah, and that are successful now as well, and they're doing quite well. Yeah,
and we want to bring those people on the podcast to talk to them and ask them questions to see, like, you know, what they went through to start up their own business, how they're going. We want to talk about loneliness. Loneliness is such an interesting topic because I feel like everyone goes through it.
I think so. A lot of people do.
Yeah, I definitely feel like loneliness is such a, what's that word?
It's such an in-depth topic. It's such a deep topic.
Yeah. And I feel like anyone and everyone can relate to that. We want to talk about, oh, this is interesting, how to deal with people that hate you, or how to deal with people that just don't like you, or just constantly bring you down, and they don't bring anything to your life. How to deal with those sort of people.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say something and I had to stop myself. We're going to talk about long distance, because obviously yes. That's something that's very close to my heart, and I think it's definitely something
that we want to address. Why do you have a knife in your hand?
I don't know, we ate risotto. It's just sitting there. So long distance is definitely something yes. that we want to speak about.
Long-distance relationships, that is.
Whether it's with your best friend, your partner, just how to survive it. Because obviously one of our best friends just moved to London with her husband. So that's, again, another long-distance relationship, how to maintain that.
Yes. And speaking of London, another topic would be moving to London, because a lot of people now are packing up and moving to London.
Not just London, but anywhere in the world.
Yes, that's true. But we want to talk... I mean, that'd be good if we can get Krupa on for that, because she's literally in London right now. Another thing I want to talk about, I don't know if this is going to be too, like, too deep, but how to deal with death.
Definitely. That would be a cool topic. I definitely think it's important to touch base, because we've all gone through it. Another thing I was thinking, and I know that you don't know this, but I dated someone in the military, and I know that people listening would also have that. You know, what it's like dating the military, going through deployments. It's an interesting topic. Not quite sure when we're gonna get to that, but it is something that I think we should talk about as well.
Yep. What else do we have? Oh, talking about your in-laws, talking about...
how nice they are. Should you have them? Should you not have them?
We also have a topic which is love versus lust. So when you know it's love, or when you just think that you're in it for, I guess, fucking around...
Are you allowed to say the F word?
Yeah, I'm not doing this podcast if we cannot swear on it. And I think that's all we've got.
Oh no, it's brown guys versus Indian guys.
That's the same thing.
No, wait, did we already say that?
No,
brown guys versus white guys, or when brown girls date white guys.
Yes, when brown girls date white guys. Oh. Because that topic is, and I guess you can relate to that topic.
Definitely can relate. Don't date Indian guys.
Anyway, but that's like some of the topics that we want to cover. And hopefully next time we can have more juicier, like not secrets, but juicier stories that we can tell everyone. We need to come prepared because we did not prepare for this podcast at all. We just sat around and were like, let's wing it. But yeah, next time we'll definitely come with more juicy stories. Who knows? Maybe we'll be talking about you.
Definitely.
But there's a lot of shit that we can really talk about. And you know what? I want to get it out on the podcast. There's no way that we would ever name names.
No,
we would never do that. There's no way that we would ever name names. But it's fun to talk about these things, like, I guess, without knowing who we're talking about.
Yeah, and I think naming names is quite rude because at the end of the day...
We would never do that.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
It's just fun to talk about these things because, you know what, people are probably thinking the same thing. And we might as well just talk about it. Anyway, I think we're done for this first
podcast. Oh, our first podcast.
All right, we just... we didn't even tell you guys the name of our podcast. How funny.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, Second Nature. You're a dick.
We're calling it... We've decided to call our podcast Second Nature because it comes naturally to us.
And it's second nature.
It's second nature to us to literally just talk about this shit. And that's why we chose Second Nature. We also have a special...
announcement to make. Neha's pregnant. Congratulations,
Pratham. This is how we tell Pratham. That is not the case. But we do have a quick
pro quo.
A quick, what's it called? Like a segment. A quick segment from one of our friends. And she'll be singing. What's that song called? What is the song that you're singing? Take it away.
Take my hand. Take my whole VB too. Cause I can't help falling in love with a bargain.
Bye!